Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson. We've got a big roundtable today on the front end of the show. Later on in the show, though, you are going to want to hear from Valerie Burton. She is a life coach. Many of you maybe have seen her on TV or in print. She's getting around and about. She is going to be talking to us about setting goals and kind of cleaning the clutter out of your life as you look ahead to what you want to accomplish. And I can just say that when I talked to her, I really helped her set a lot of things straight. So I think she found me to be very helpful. And then later on in the show, we have our inbox, and we have a girl who wrote in and is really struggling with feelings of hatred towards her dad in many ways. And really, those feelings have colored her opinion of men in general. So we're going to offer some advice on that front. And this week's show is sponsored by Thomas Nelson Publishers. We love them. They've been sponsoring the show this entire month, actually. And we want to make sure that you know about their latest release by Max Lucado. We totally love him. We've had him on the show. Search him. He wrote the book Grace Happens Here. So check out more of what he has, as well as this new release, at thomasnelson.com. Okay. I want to introduce our bloggers here. We have a group of bloggers around the table. Many of them you have seen in print. Some of them you have heard here. Actually, at this point, we've heard all of you guys. You've been on one time or another. Adam, welcome.
Glad to be here, Lisa.
Very good to have you. Chelsea is here.
Good morning. Glad to be here today.
Sporting a fashionable scarf.
Always.
Love it. Andrew.
Good to be here.
Glenn.
Thank you. Fashionable scarf for me as well.
You don't have a scarf on. You have a
lanyard
on.
Yeah,
that's
a lanyard. It's kind of
a male scarf,
though. I like to think it's a scarf.
Okay. Yeah. And more exciting than any of you, I am so sorry, is our fan John Watford, who's here in the studio with us. John, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Boundless fan. Okay, he is stationed here in town at Peterson Air Force Base.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any inside track on anything related to military intelligence or secrets that we need to know about?
Yes, but I can't tell you.
Okay. Good. Maybe we'll get it out of
here. We have to kill you.
Blah, 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 blah. Do you guys ever just throw stuff out to throw people off? Yeah,
maybe.
Like.
Whoa. That's new topic.
Let's talk about it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we are glad when our fans come and visit us. That is very exciting. And you never know. You may show up and you end up on a show, AKA John. So we're looking forward to this. We are talking today. I mentioned that Valerie Burton is our culture segment guest, talking about just getting your life together on a number of fronts. So we want to figure out if you all are actually doing that intentionally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys blog for us. People assume that you share bits of info that will be helpful to their lives. And quite frankly, we want to know if you are worth your salt and if you are living out these
no
things
pressure,
yourself.
Right?
No pressure, no pressure. If you're living out these things yourself, how you come up with these ideas, how blogging even has shaped how you have grown and how you intend to grow. And so I'm just going to put this question out there and say, what do you guys have in the realm of, looking where you are right now with goals, with any breakthroughs that you're having or have had, anything that you've been learning lately? Put it on the table.
Can I just say, blogging was invented to give people who are not worth their salt something to do. Is that right?
Well, you tend to share like studies with us, though.
Yeah, Glenn. There
so,
you go.
I mean, that has to be valuable on some front.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I mean,
so
yes,
bloggers are worth something. And we don't sit
thanks,
at home
Glenn.
In our mom's basements in our pajamas.
Not all the time.
Anyway. Right.
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 Exactly.
Not today, because we're here.
Right.
With the scars.
That's right.
Well, Chelsea, okay, why don't you start talking? Because you have been through a massive season of transition.
Yes.
And I can only imagine, and it's been reflected in some of your blogs, what God has been teaching you as you've had to let go of the world of college. You've moved. You've married. Is there anything else that we don't know about in your life that we need to be prepared for?
Not necessarily. But yes, it has been a crazy, probably about a year and a half from graduating from college to getting a real job in the real world and not being able to sleep in till 10 and all this type of stuff. So that was exciting. And then to being engaged.
Unlike Glenn.
Yes.
Who got a job in the real world.
Just barely
still
got
does
here, right?
I just roll in here whenever I feel like it when the sun's warm.
And then getting the job at Focus and moving out here. And now we're married. And so just trying to, like we're talking about goals here today. And that's something Stephen and I we put together a top 10 list of things we want to do our first year of marriage. We both kind of breezed through college without much intentionality. So we decided that once we got married, we'd try to put some traditions in place and things we wanted to do. So we already started volunteering for a place in town, trying not to get too busy, because I think you can do that too. You can totally overcommit yourself because we're both in Bible studies too. But yeah, just making sure that we're doing stuff with our weekends when we actually do have time together, instead of just letting the weekends and the weeks breeze by and 6 months later you haven't done anything. So, but it's been different. It's a different life stage and it's exciting to try to figure it out.
I think intentionality is a great word, Chelsea, because I think it's so easy to have good intentions. What's the old saying? The road to the hot place is paved with good intentions, you know? and my wife and I
road
really wrestle.
Palm Desert, California.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Houston.
You know what I'm talking about. Houston. Right, I was talking about Houston. You know, my wife and I talk about how we perform for one thing, real deadlines, fake deadlines, you know, and fake deadlines are good intentions. Like, well, it'd be good if we could lose a bit of weight. It's like, well, no, if we're not really committed to helping each other and working on that together, it's not going to happen. Or, you know, it would be good if we had less debt. And then, you know, you go by 3 more months and you're not any further down that path. Or maybe you are further down that path than you were when you started. And so I think for us, when we have an area that we want to work on, if we don't sit down and get concrete, structured, you know, consequences, motivations, real change is hard. And I think that that's true, you know, whether you're a Christian or not. I think the process of change is pretty similar for all of us. We've got to have the right kind of motivation to do that. And that's a lesson that I think I learned a long time ago, but it doesn't get any easier as I get older. You still have to sort of go through that process.
Yeah.
And I think a way that's helped us too, maybe me, because I like to write, but writing it down makes it more concrete, and then you see it every day. We have like a big poster in our bedroom that has our 10 things we want to do this year. And so seeing it every day reminds you, and yeah, just writing it down makes it more seem more achievable.
What's the thing on that list that you're most excited about?
Whitewater rafting.
Really?
Yes.
That's dangerous.
Steve's never done it before.
It's
so
awesome though when you survive it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is just our list
Very
for the
Very few people do.
I think like 1%.
Yeah.
All
maybe
I can say
not.
To that is go at the end of May or first week of June, because that's the biggest water.
Through the Royal Gorge with the helmet.
See, I've done it through the Royal Gorge, and that's fun. But that's just the first year. The 10-year list gets a little bit more adventurous, but I'll save that
like
for another
kids.
Time. No,
like
dogs.
Yeah, shoot for the top, dogs. We want to get a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I tell my mom, so she doesn't bug us.
Yeah,
10
good.
Years.
Okay, so John, I want you to weigh in here, because you have a military career where everyone associates the military with your entire life is just planned out for you, and you're just told where to go and what to do and whatever. So how do you think creatively in the midst of that and really look at yourself and your own goals apart from what's being dictated to you?
Well, getting to the military was a big process of goals and setting deadlines and stuff. So that took a while. But now that I'm here, it's a little different. So I do have to get kind of creative. I try to get out and do stuff in the community and stuff when I can. It's hard because I'm gone a lot. So
like, Do you have like a group of people that you do that with that you kind of keep yourself accountable with? Or how have you navigated that?
Sometimes. It kind of depends where I'm at. It's hard to get other people motivated sometimes too. So
Do you have to deal with the rigidness of your military life, or does that fit well with you?
Not too much. It's a little easier now that I'm done with all the training and stuff, so it's a little more laid back. Kind of do what I want a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I try to get out and do stuff. I do some stuff with my church, but a lot of it's just on my own.
Okay, so Glenn, you have to speak to us a little bit from experience here, because you have, for lack of a better way of saying it, you know, a few more notches in your belt as far as years and experience.
Yep.
So you can look back and see where from where you've come.
Yeah.
And what do you see? What do you like and what don't you like?
Well, I got married right out of high school when I was 20, still married. I started college, though, when I was 28, worked in warehouses, just kind of manual labor jobs. And I remember one time, this is a big life change, life shift for me is I was driving back from Little Rock, Arkansas, down to the panhandle of Florida where I lived. And on that long ride, I decided, you know what? I'm going to change the shape of my life. I want to be a writer, and doggone it, I'm going to be a writer. Hmm. And I want to get a job that I want to do. And so decided at that point, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to start writing. If it takes me, you know, 6,000 rejections, I'm going to continue to write. And I look where I am now, and it absolutely blows my mind. I mean, in my wildest dreams, I couldn't have conceived what I've been able to accomplish. And a lot of it just simply came down to that resolve. And I'm not a, you know what, I have the confidence to create anything from the ground up. I actually don't have a lot of personal confidence, curiously. But I had just made that decision. And you hear people say, if you put your mind to something, it's surprising what you can accomplish. It's true. I mean, I've found it to be true for myself. And I'm not terribly talented. It's just sort of, I want something, I go after it, and I work hard. Mm-hmm. And people can do that. And that's the thing, is deciding what it is you want to do. And you have to be realistic. I mean, in the sense of, I remember my parents telling me when I was little, I could be anything I wanted when I grew up. And I thought, that's cool. I want to be a horse, you know, that just runs wild. I don't think you can accomplish that. But, you know, otherwise, there's a lot of things that you can do. But that's the thing, is to decide. And I always tell young people, find somebody who's doing what you want to do, become friends with them, let them teach you, listen to them, how do they get to where they are, and they can teach you a lot, but also they can help make a way for you if they're impressed with you and see your diligence and see your heart set on that. So that's very, very wise advice.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because several of us attended the Willow Creek Global Leadership Summit this summer, and one thing I remember Jim Collins, good to great, sharing is he talked about Bill Gates' story and really the idea that, you know, in the 70s, there were a lot of guys sitting in their garages thinking that they could build computers, but Bill Gates actually sat there for 18 hours a day and did something. Mm-hmm. And how so many things that are accomplished are by people who aren't necessarily talented or really have a lot of great ideas, but they're just willing to put in the work. They have the discipline. And I've thought about that, especially when it comes to what we do in the realm of faith and in ministry and stuff, we need to not step aside and let people who have very poor ideas and poor theology and poor everything else take the space that really we need to step in and occupy just because they are willing to put in the hours to do it. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I don't think there's any substitute for hard work. And I think especially in your 20s and perhaps your 30s, you have ideas about the direction that you're going and what you want to do. And I think those are times to take really good risks, you know, try some things, get some feedback,
be scared of failure.
Yeah. And you may find out you're really great at something, or you may find out, man, I really thought I wanted to do this and I've given it a really good try. And maybe this isn't, you know, what I need to do, but you're getting experience that allows you to really continue to figure out how you're wired and maybe what God has for you.
And that's the thing of listening to people around you, your parents, your loved ones. They're not going to sell you down the wrong river. Ask them, you know what, do you think I've got the talents, the abilities to do X or Y? And if they laugh, you know, you have to evaluate that. But sometimes they're right on, sometimes they're not right on. I remember telling one of my college buddies what I wanted to do as a profession, and he literally burst out laughing. And he goes, Glenn, the only people that get those jobs are PhDs. And I didn't let him dissuade me. And, you know, went, did it, and got it accomplished. So sometimes you want to listen to people who think you're crazy. And then sometimes you don't. That just takes discernment.
And I think that one of the things that we do pay attention to our own giftings. I think a lot of times we aren't real honest with ourselves about the things that we're good at. And so we look at our own giftings, and then we have to just trust God to bring opportunities. And that's something that, you know, as in my life, there have been a lot of times that I've prayed, Lord, use these gifts that you've given me. Like you've made me with certain abilities, connect me with the right opportunities. And I think sometimes we have to be faithful ourselves, but we also want to we also want to make sure that we're watching for those opportunities that God brings and look for that. I think another thing in terms of goals is we want to make sure that we value time the way that God does. We often think of time as kind of this unending resource where we just have lots of time, or maybe we don't have time, but we don't often value it like we do money or some other resource that we're given. And I think that when you start to value time, it naturally pulls you into setting goals and being intentional. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we serve God 24 hours a day, because I do think God gives us, you know, time for work and time for recreation and time
Sabbath.
For rest. Yeah. But so I think that we have to remember that we only have a limited amount of time. And sometimes, especially when we're young, we think, man, I have all the time in the world to do whatever I want to do. And when we start to realize, actually, I have a limited amount of time and I should look at how I can use that time best, it naturally, at least in my heart, pulls me towards, okay, so I want to make sure that I'm not just wasting time.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that I need to reevaluate the amount of time I spend playing song pop on my phone.
Perhaps.
And how
Perhaps,
many
yeah.
How many playlists.
Sounds like you're personalizing what he's saying.
How many coins I've earned by guessing correct songs. Yeah, I was thinking about that last night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think of the Puritans, you know, live with the end in mind, you know, as far as think about the end of your life, looking back and thinking about in that moment, what will be the things that will mean something to you and what will be things that don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't think at the end of our lives, we're going to look back at things like video games and say, I am really glad I beat level 37 because that was a tough one and it took me days and I got it,
you know. Right.
Lisa, you're joking, but I think, you know, we're seeing just so much stuff in the culture these days about how distracted we are and that all of our gadgets, the internet, smartphones, all of that. I think more than ever, we live in a time that's potentially really fragmented and there are all sorts of things demanding our attention. And I think it takes discipline to, you know, not give into those things all the time.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm not that disciplined. I'm fairly distracted. So I'm, you know, pointing four fingers back at myself even as I point one back at you.
We think about being, you know, freaked out because we're quote unquote behind in Facebook, you know. Oh my goodness. Uh-huh. It's funny, in my little inbox, I've got like 38 messages and my daughter's freaking like, Dad, you got to pay attention to that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, why exactly? You know, it hasn't blown up on me yet. And friends are still friends. So, but we do. We let external things freak us out. And it's not that we blow everything off, but you see confident people. Jim Daly here impresses me that way. Is he doesn't let details go, but he doesn't get rattled either. You know, for all the responsibilities that he's got, he always just kind of keeps a cool head.
Okay, so that brings me kind of to my final question. It's a two-parter that I want everyone to answer, and that is, what is something that's happened recently, you know, and I don't know, let's say within the last couple of years, some goal that you've met or something you accomplished that you're really proud of and just that you made it, you know, and just maybe against odds or whatever, and then what are you looking ahead towards? What's something that's on your plate now that you're saying, this is something that I really want to be able to say I did that within the next couple of years?
Well, I sort of referenced it earlier. My wife and I just got out of debt for the first time since we got married. And really for the first time since my sophomore or junior year of college. You know, they ought to send you a disclaimer the first time you use your credit card in college saying it might take you 15 or 20 years to pay for this thing you just bought.
Yeah.
So that felt significant. And I think this is maybe a little bit spongy, but my wife and I continue just to talk about how do we live intentionally. We've got a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and we both work. And so, you know, our days are 5:30 in the morning till 10:30 at night, pretty much as fast as you can go just to keep up with the basic stuff. And I think that I want to grow in living what I would call an integrated life and not a fragmented and reactionary life, and just learning how can I be present amid all the responsibilities and not let sort of the stress of the responsibilities, you know, command my attention, but just to say, hey, we're going to get through it, mm-hmm. kind of like what you were talking mm-hmm. about with Facebook, Glenn.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make it through it, and what does it take for me to just be present with my kids, with my relationships, with my responsibilities right now, and not to be really stressed out about that. So I don't have a silver bullet, but that's where we're at.
But see, that's very wise, and I think in many ways that's the secret of life. The past is the past. You can't do anything about it. The future's not here. Mm-hmm. What you have as a gift of God is today.
Yeah.
And what is it that you need to do today, and what's the best way to spend today? And that's it. I mean, today is the stage that God has set for us to live out our lives that he's given us.
Yeah.
I would say a big goal and milestone would be working here at Focus. Mm. I interned here in college, and it was kind of like this far-off dream to actually get a real big girl job at Focus on the Family. So that was pretty exciting for me. But I would say, you know, that's kind of a personal goal, and more of a goal that my husband and I have now is we spent a lot of time in engagement, and now as we've been married for 3 months, talking about what is something we want to work toward together, and why do we feel, you know, we always feel very strongly that God put us together because we can serve better as a couple than by ourselves. And so thinking that through, and what is something that we both feel very passionately about, and that's probably healthy dating and abstinence probably being the strongest point. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've been praying a lot about how, you know, how can God use that fire that we have to tell other people, and what avenues can we take? And we actually just started volunteering for a place in town to do like abstinence education in public schools. Mm-hmm. So it's be different from what, you know, the reasons that we made that decision, but we're excited about that to kind of just bring truth and facts and to kind of tell our story as a couple instead of just, you know,
me talking, and
then him. So we're just excited about what God has planned for us in the coming year. So you say 5 years, I don't know, so doing something with that. And both of us just feel very strongly about helping people that are dating or engaged get to a place of a healthy marriage where we feel that we're at right now. I mean, only been married 3 months, but we feel super blessed and just want to do everything we can to help young adults get to where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So,
I'd say that in the last couple of years, it's been a time of reaching a lot of goals that I'd had. I finished up seminary, and that brought opportunities to teach at a local community college, and also to write here at Focus. And so, I feel like in a lot of ways, you know, I've pushed through and seen the other side of that, or now I'm enjoying the fruit of that. I think looking forward, some of my goals are, you know, to continue growing as a writer, you know, maybe looking at possibly writing a book. I don't know what I'd write about. So do you have any ideas?
Boundless.
Beards.
Yeah. Beards. Yeah. My book on beards.
Boundless to be and released. Beards.
Pro con and in between.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beards around the world.
Yeah. A variety of perspectives.
There you go.
Yeah. And I do want to get married. So I think that's a goal that I'm always pursuing, regardless of what my grandmother thinks. I am chasing that goal.
So. Just don't talk to my mom, because she'll put up some roadblocks for you, too. So that's good.
Mine, I had an interesting summer in that, I mean, a lot of my stuff is in writing. I write blogs, but I also write research papers with Andrew. He and I work on the same team, and then books as well, and I'm very passionate about writing books. I did kind of a ghost book for Focus this summer, and that was a hard thing to just buckle down and get that done. And once I got that done, that felt very good. And then writing with a couple of other people here at Focus, the script, if you will, of the family project, which we're working on. And so those were two huge deadlines that really needed focus and planning and scheduling to get those things done. And it's nice. It kind of feels like exams in college. They're done, they're out of the way, and, you know, I have a bit of room to breathe. In the next 5 years, that's a good question. I mean, I love what I'm doing now, and I just want to continue to do that. I would like to expand just professionally, public speaking opportunities at churches and things like that. And I've done a good bit of that, but I'd like to do more of that. So that's the question. How do you realize that? How do you work at that? How do you promote yourself in a sort of humble, not arrogant, hey, I've got something to say to everybody, so you should invite me. But, you know, that's
sounds like a Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a frontier that, you know, I'd like to look at and accomplish, and you got to plan to do that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, the family project, I just want to put a bug in everyone's ear. When that comes out, it's just going to blow your mind. So be on the lookout for it. What are we looking at as far as what a year?
Probably mid-2013.
Okay. If the Lord tarries, we'll have to make sure we really chat that up around here, because I've loved that idea since you guys first cast that vision.
It'll be awesome. Very similar to the Truth Project, but also very different than the Truth Project. I think not that the Truth Project wasn't creative, but this is going to be quite creative, and it's going to tell a very large story about what God has for the family, and about how the family actually helps us understand the gospel and the very nature of God himself.
Can I have a cameo as just the weird single girl? Like, it was just when you need to do interviews.
You know what? We have already thought about you as the kind of altar example.
Okay.
Don't be this woman.
I've thought of that for so long already. So yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna fit right in. It'll be good. So.
No, we've actually thought about you for some key parts.
Aww.
Yeah.
Can I wear a costume?
Or a scarf.
You know what?
Or a really scarf. Big scarf.
Yeah.
Or a scarf. We'll talk. We'll think.
There's
we'll
a
think
vegetable
about it.
Part where we need somebody to dress up as vegetables.
That's good.
We've got you in mind
good.
For that.
I'm all for that. So, all right, John.
I think the big goal for me that I accomplished about a year and a half ago, I graduated from pilot training. It took about 8 years of work to get there.
Wow.
And graduate.
What are you flying?
C-130s.
Wow. That's awesome.
Do you have one here with you, and can we go for a ride after this?
We get a ride.
Yeah, it's in the parking lot.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Meet me out there.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it took some convincing on my parents' part to tell them that I could actually do that, but I did it. So.
Those are some big butt planes, aren't they?
Yeah, actually, they are the smallest cargo plane Air Force has.
Are they really?
But yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
Looking forward, I'd say. Getting my master's done and getting married, probably the big goals.
Okay, that's good. I think for me, just the first one that came to mind is, and it's very, it's kind of a silly one, but becoming a consistent runner over the past couple years. I just decided I was going to run. I still haven't decided that I enjoy it. And I still have a hard time calling myself a runner. I call myself a person that runs. But I do it consistently about three or four times
person.
A week. No, exactly.
You know what makes you a runner? Getting Runner's World magazine.
Oh,
if you subscribe
to
that, you will be a runner.
I don't.
Except
sometimes I just look at it
reader.
Online. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
That's my problem is I used to just read about running.
Well,
I didn't actually do it.
You'll feel like
it.
A runner when that comes.
Exactly. And my goal for the future, and this is something I've talked about, Glenn, bless his heart, he just alluded to this because he's very experienced, but I've finally buckled down and I'm going to write a book. So going to put it out there. This is not something that is easy for me, but I know you find that hard to believe. You just think that I have something to say about everything. Sometimes I do, but this is going to be hard for me.
Yeah.
I'm not someone that's like, oh, I just want to do this. And so it's going to require a lot of discipline, a lot of deciding to write instead of playing Song Pop and watching The Voice. Let's be honest.
Song Pop and The Voice are the enemies.
Oh,
here.
My word. I have to just
fun
like,
enemies,
ration
though, right?
myself. I know, but that's the problem. So anyway, I'm just feeling like that, you know, it's kind of like the monkey on my back. So we'll see where we go with that. And so now you can all keep me accountable because I just put it out here first on the Boundless Show. So
cool.
But good time. So I'll keep you posted. And Glenn doesn't know this, but he's going to have to read like every single chapter and give me feedback.
I'd be happy to.
Now that he's stepped into the into the mire.
And I gave you a little bit of advice and you dropped off on my desk this incredible chocolate covered with lots of different chocolate covered apple, which is so advice will be forthcoming and I'll be expecting.
Well, because I appreciated the advice, it was very helpful to me. So
thinking about advice I could give you actually.
Give me more advice and maybe you'll get a car. Okay, I'm just saying.
No, you're paid up way in advance with that apple.
You're just lucky I didn't take a bite out of it because that's my favorite apple from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much. This has been a fun discussion. I just want to thank you all for being honest and for thinking, putting your thinking caps on about things that you have learned and where you want to go from here. Sometimes that's hard to put it out there because we feel like, as I just said, when we speak it, it has to come into being. So, and again, thank you to John for popping by, visiting us. Awesome. And we'll look for, maybe we'll figure in the flight sometime in the near future.
Yes, we'll get scheduled out of the parking lot.
Is there room for all of us?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Maybe we need to do like just a boundless flight tour. We just fly around. Yeah. John pilots us. We go all around the world. I think it's
or at least over Briar Gate. Or because that would be fun.
I would like to see that from.
Let your commander know what we're thinking.
Needs to happen. So.
I got some friends.
Exactly. So, well, thank you all for being part of the conversation.
Sure.